Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's got to be 6-8 months ago, we interviewed the chief economist for the Department of Labor for the current president, Morgan Reynolds, who, like so many other academics and physicists and generals and defense ministers, who looked at the evidence, looked at what the official story was on 9/11, and then looked at all the alternative evidence, and conclusively went public and said, we've got a inside job. We've got criminal elements of the government here that carried out this attack. So he'll be joining us in the third hour today. We're going to have wide open phones on any news item, any issue, any story you wish to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into the dollar tumbling against major currencies ahead of Fed announcement. Also, I want to get back into this story that we broke last Friday. Republican congressman says totalitarian regime a danger. Bob Barr says military dictatorship very, very close, and that Bush is more anti-gun than Bill Clinton. He's on the board of directors of the NRA, ladies and gentlemen. Also, just out, a Saudi prince ordered Fox News to change story. And he even told a Dubai-based newspaper that, yes, it's true. I tell Fox News what to do. They asked him about it. They said, are these rumors true that since you own a little over 5% of News Corp, the company that owns Fox News, that you get to call up and have the news changed? And he said, yes, it's true. What's the big deal? So shows the control. A couple arrested for sex rage, and it sounds like tabloid-type trash, and it is, but I'm going to cover it because it's got a little wrinkle to it that I think overall gives us a clear picture of what's happening to our society. We will also get into the Australian unrest that has now spread into other cities. The unrest has spread from Sydney to other cities as people of Arab descent are attacked by whites. Now, that is happening. And I think that it's wrong. The problem is that when people of Arab and black African descent attacked whites in France, which it clearly started that way for the first few weeks and was still predominantly racially motivated, the media covered it up here in the United States because it was politically incorrect. But when whites go out and attack Arabs, then it is evil and racist and probably controlled by some Nazi organization. And that's what they say. We think Nazis may be in control of this. No, if you go read previous reports in the last few weeks, and it's nowhere in our press, but it's in the Australian press, groups of Arabs were going around and beating up girls who weren't wearing their headdresses, Australian girls. They were beating up groups of white Australians who were on the beach, and they were being basically driven out of those areas there in Sydney. And so the word spread, and there was a big gang fight, basically. So it's really tit for tat. And, I'm not here frothing, saying the Arabs are all devils and want to kill us and we got to invade Iran. I don't buy into the whole neocon thing that they're about to jihad us. But this is what always happens. I mean, you bring white Irish or white German folks over here, they're going to kick the Native Americans out. You bring a bunch of Arabs into white Australia, they're going to kick the whites out. I mean, this is just what happens. And quite frankly, we don't live together and all in peace and loving each other. And the globalists know that, too. It's part of their larger plan. So we'll get into all this and a lot more. There's so much news on what's happening with Bush's GD Constitution comment. And just a lot more coming up after this quick break. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, the social architects, the engineers that control our society, want to break up our families, they want to disarm us physically as well as mentally and psychologically. That is dumbing us down and getting our firearms. They confuse us with these diversionary theatrical displays of having Bill Clinton fight with George Bush Sr. when they're really both CIA officers, just like Tony Blair admittedly was MI6 way back 30 years ago when he was a zit-faced kid at university, you know, running different peace activist operations, just like Vladimir Putin's former KGB section chief of what was Leningrad and then Stalingrad and now today St. Petersburg. It's the same system, and they're controlled by these large corporate interests. And there's no debating it. That's the facts. That's the facts of the world that we live in today. But they have to give us the illusion of choice. They need to get us broken up into different camps, not as Americans who are together for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, for freedom, but to get us balkanized into different camps that are busy fighting with each other over Republican versus Democrat. And they own both parties. And I know that most Americans instinctively know this is true, but they still say, well, I got to vote for the lesser of two evils. And that may be the case at the local level. There's city council people you can vote for. There's county commissioners. There's state reps. There's even some good congressmen and women that are up there in Washington. But you're not going to get into a committee chairmanship, a high-level one, a very important one, unless you're a globalist, unless they got a bunch of skeletons and their serial numbers in their files, unless they know you've got skeletons in your closet, unless they know you've taken money dozens and dozens of times. But they'll have these little fights, and as Ron Paul has said just a few weeks ago on this show, there is a fight over who gets the levers of power. There is a fight over who gets to be the CEO job, who gets to have that CEO management job inside the New World Order over this regional holding in the global empire that is the United States of America, the main military engine of these private global corporate interests. But they get us so committed, so in love with our parties. It doesn't matter how corrupt Bill Clinton was. Democrats wouldn't wake up to it. It didn't matter how corrupt George Bush Sr. was or how corrupt Nixon was. Republicans would still defend him. It doesn't matter how bad George Bush is. People have thrown in with him. They can't admit they're wrong. They can't admit that they've done the wrong thing. They can't admit, it's just like a drunk who's drinking, 10 shots of Jack Daniels every night. It's killing them. Their body's falling apart. But they just, you try to tell them that it's bad for them, they're going to tell you to shut up. And it's the same thing. But look, in the final equation, Bush really is a puppet who sleeps 2 hours a day and works out 2.5-3 hours a day and prances around and gives a speech once a week and goes fishing and playing golf. He's a dilettante. Bill Clinton was actually evil. Bill Clinton was actually trying to impress the globalists. He was trying to implement everything they wanted. He was trying to do it with finesse and aplomb, a very sneaky Machiavellian creature, very evil. With Bush, it's just do it my way, shut up. Or the terrorists will get you. I mean, he's saying reauthorize the Patriot Act or terrorists will strike. It's like Dick Cheney saying if you continue to investigate 9/11, I never forget this, will meet the press, Al-Qaeda will hit, it will be nuclear. So it really is in your face. It really is happening at this level. So we need to realize that we're losing our liberties, we're losing our freedoms, and we shouldn't look at what the politicians say. It's really simple. We need to look at what they actually do. And Doug Thompson over at CapitolHillBlue.com, I mean, I remember 4 years into Bill Clinton's term, Capitol Hill Blue exposing just bombshell after bombshell that always turned out to be spot on, totally documented, because Capitol Hill Blue has been there for a long time, and they've got sources, and they've got the grapevine in D.C., and Thompson never gives up his sources, just like we don't here. I go to jail before I did. And so he gets more and more sources. And there have been about four big things that come to memory that he's broken about Bush in the last few years, and they've all turned out to be true. Who's going to be indicted? When everybody else was saying it was going to be Cheney and other people, he said Scooter Libby, because the White House was aware of that months before it happened. So he was able to get that through his sources. Bush on Prozac, running around throwing fits, screaming at staffers for 30 minutes at a tirade, just innocent staffers, low-level nobodies that literally bring him Diet Cokes. And then later it comes out in New York Daily News and other places with senior staffers saying, yeah, they're worried about Bush's sanity. So there have been so many things. And Thompson, we're trying to get on the show. Thompson, latest thing is that Bush is in this cabinet meeting at the end of last month, just a week ago, well, actually now about 2 weeks ago. And he's in there with these congressional delegation and around the big wood table there in the West Wing, where you see a lot of their public press conferences and discussions they have, cabinet-level meetings. And it's this big room full of people. And they come in and they say, listen, we're getting a lot of trouble trying to pass this. The people are angry that they don't want to go along with it. This is really hurting the Republican Party. And he says, I don't give a GD, Bush retorted. I, the president, the commander-in-chief, do it. Do what I say. Stop throwing the Constitution in my face, Bush screamed back. It's just a GD piece of paper. Well, now the neocons are going into high gear, demanding that Mr. Thompson give up his sources, acting like, oh, this is ridiculous. He won't give us his sources. As if this is something new in journalism. This is nothing new. This is how, this is one of the backbones of journalism. And then you just got to, over time, look at the track record of a outfit and see what their agenda is and see if you trust them. But in time, stuff always gets proven or disproven. And you have to be looking at the news in a long-term, long lens and remember who you can trust. But listen, you also have to look at the other evidence. It's been in mainstream press that Bush cusses all the time. It's been in the press that he flips people off. We have video of him when he was governor, running for governor to be precise, flipping off his staff and yelling at his staff and flipping the camera off. It's going up on Infowars.com right now. I mean, it's in the archives. We're posting it back on the main page. There have been several instances of him and his father flipping people off and cussing at people. And then there's a whole other level of spin after that. First level is, oh, he's a good Christian who we can trust, and so how dare you talk bad about him? He didn't do this. It's liberal propaganda. Well, my argument to that is, while I find it to be blasphemous, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've hit my finger with a hammer before, hammering something, and I think a GD's come out. I mean, most of us do that. The point is, it isn't that he's saying GD, it isn't that he's screaming and cussing at people. That's screaming and cussing at people and frothing is bad. What is dangerous is that he's saying it about the Constitution. I was listening to Derry Brownfield this morning, and a caller was calling in, kind of halfway defending Bush, and he said, well, we all say GD, what's the big deal? I mean, you know, people are making big deal out of this. This is political. It isn't about the GD. I mean, that's part of it, but the lion's share of it is that he's saying GD about the Constitution. He's saying it's just a piece of paper. In fact, him saying just a piece of paper, politically and for our fortunes and for our freedoms, is worse than the GD. He's specifically saying, I don't like this. I want to get rid of it. And then, do we believe the Thompson report? Well, we know he's got a good track record. We know Bush is constantly cussing and screaming and saying GD. And saying stuff a lot worse, let's just say a lot more classically profane, non-King's English. But we also know that Alberto Gonzalez, our attorney general, said that it's a piece of paper, that it's outmoded, that it's quaint. He said that about the Constitution. He said that about the Bill of Rights. He said that about the Geneva Convention. So we have that. We have Karl Rove telling the New York Times they control reality. They're basically getting rid of the Constitution. So we have all these other public statements, public memos, where we can read where they're saying this in meetings. So, of course, this is true. This is absolute gold. I know this is true. Because, of, as I just pointed out, about 20 different indicators. There's over 100 that I can look at in that constellation. You know, when I do that calculation, when I look at a piece, 99% chance this is true. But regardless, the debate about it we know is reality-based. People aren't upset about him not caring about the Constitution and saying it's outmoded in a piece of paper. They're upset about him saying GD, or they're denying it and saying he didn't say GD. And that really is infantile. I mean, you should be upset by the arrogance, the callousness, the hubris, the disgust, the dripping venom he has over our founding documents. That's the problem. I'm done talking about it. I got a bunch of other news. Good news, Diebold CEO resigns after reports of fraud, litigation, internal woes. One of the biggest electronic fraud CIA fronts in deep trouble. Bush denies he lives in a bubble, but he's the one that told us he did. ACLU pushes for release of prison torture documents. Al-Qaeda plane attack, a case of oil depot fire, sounds like disinfo. And I agree with Paul Watson's comment on that. Also, An Empire Without Value, The Defenders of Torture by Paul Craig Roberts. I want to get into that. I got a big stack of news here where people are being arrested for 11 days for jaywalking, for selling someone a Subway token for anything, just anything and everything, throwing the book at us. You're going to see more and more of that, letting us know we're slaves. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
In the Bush administration for the Department of Labor, joining us coming up the third hour, talk about government involvement in 9/11, the war, the police state, all of it. Very conservative member of our community, just like Paul Craig Roberts, saying the government is run by psychopathic Nazis and may carry out terror attacks as a pretext for control and may set up martial law. And Ron Paul saying we may set up martial law, and of course Bob Barr saying it last Friday, and How many others have to say it? This is the reality. Again, I go back to that word, reality. Coming up, I want to get into General Motors, Reuters is reporting, could go bankrupt. Formerly our biggest corporation, biggest part of our economy, dwarfing everything else, now very small and basically compared to other companies, and falling apart. But you've got your wonderful Walmart pieces of junk that break 1 week after you buy them, made by poor Chinese slaves, so everything's okay. But this is the type of news I have in front of me every single day, and most days I become desensitized, so I don't cover it. Homeowner promotes... See, suddenly I can't read headlines today. I'm a little bit dingy. Homeowner protest DEA action in home, and it's just part of the course. They came in without warrants and aimed guns at him and marched through his house and didn't find any drugs and just left. Happens all the time. No warrant, but they just think that that's the way it is. And here is another article. This is out of the Dallas Observer. Bus Gestapo, dark cops, put a guy in jail for 11 days for jaywalking. And it gets into all the things that they did to him for jaywalking. Here's another one. AP, subway rider busted for selling a token. And it says that the individual, Donald Perrone, 42, of course, just a regular guy, no criminal record. Somebody didn't have a token, and they didn't have... well, let me just read the article. Atlanta Transport Police handcuffed and cited a man who sold a $1.75 subway token to another rider who was having trouble with a token vending machine. And the police admit they saw all this happen. The person said, oh, I'll sell you this. And it says Transit Authority spokesman Joyce Baker said Friday the officer acted within the law, and he spotted Donald Perrone, 42, selling a token November 30th inside the West End subway station. Instead of giving Perrone a warning, the officer decided to handcuff him and give him a misdemeanor citation under 92 state law that bars passengers from selling Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority tokens, she said. What you've got to keep in mind is that the fare abuse is a chronic problem, Baker said. It costs MRTA millions of dollars every year. What does that mean? Baker acknowledged that Perrone sold the token at face value and did not make a profit, but the law is the law, she said. And, oh, there are customer service phones for people who are having trouble getting tokens out of the machine, she said, and we will arrest anyone seen selling tokens. And there were a couple articles last year where a pregnant woman sits down on a bench. And the cop sat there for 5 minutes. The bench is only a five-minute bench. The minute the 5 minutes were up, they have time benches in New York, some areas, he arrested her. Another case of a pregnant woman sitting down on the steps by a subway entrance. They love that, particularly pregnant women having trouble walking. They arrested her, or the little girl who got off the bus one stop before her home. They arrested her. She was an honor student. She wanted some French fries that are at the stand 60 yards from her home, stopped before hers, but it didn't matter. She was arrested. That was in D.C., though. What about the girl who graduated from high school at 14 and was enrolled at college at 15, and they came and arrested her and were trying to, CPS was trying to take her because they said it was abusive that she was not given the enjoyment of public school? Well, that was in the major New York papers. You think I'm joking? Just Google it. We interviewed the father and the girl. And they were basically in hiding at that time. I never followed it up. The CPS has been after them quite a lot. Got to take the child because I'm not joking. Okay, this is not a joke. Tuning in for the first time. And I've been in New York. The police will walk up and just scream at you with spittle flying for nothing. If you've got congressional press passes that let you get 10 feet from the president, I mean, I could get down on the floor all the way up to Bush. But I could be anywhere in a park in the city, and cops would just march over and go, "What are you doing?" Well, a lot of it's in the film Martial Law. I can arrest you right now. I can take that pass. I'm here to let you know you're my slave, boy. Don't you ever forget it, scum. You work for us now. I mean, it was just... And the police union, by the way, has actually complained, has run print and TV ads saying, "We're sorry. We've been ordered to be mean to you by the city," to, quote, squeeze the people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements, for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Your calls are coming up. I'm not kidding. I mean, every day I have stacks of articles where, for the most petty of reasons, imagine some 42-year-old businessman with no criminal record, because we've checked into it, we're getting him on as a guest, is just there at the New York subway and the machine's broken, and he goes, and the train's coming, the person's got to get on. He goes, here, I'll sell you $1.75. Great, thanks. Hey, Mac, what'd you do there? Get up against the car here. You're going down for that. You know that you shouldn't be doing it. Well, I'm very sorry, sir. I was just trying to help the lady out. Yeah, well, that's not your job, is it, Mac? Selling somebody's tokens. We got some rules here. We got lots of rules, and you don't follow them, you go to jail, boy. You got that now? You learn who the boss is, boy. And let me tell you, I mean, the New York cops, they are like that. I got them on video. One of my camera guys is over there videotaping on the side of the street, across the street from the little FEMA camp, He's about 100 yards away, up against the barrier, and the cop runs over and goes, "What are you doing filming here? What are you doing?" And I said, "Officer, it's my fault. He works for me." "Was I talking to you? Did I talk to you, boy? Yeah! Move to the Soviet Union, you piece of filth." Yesterday, one of my crew here goes, "Why don't you lay off the hillbilly accent? Hey, boy, how you doing? And do your Yankee." We know the hillbilly's a little more closer to home and more natural for you, but we want to hear the Yankee one. So I'm going to be fair. For the next week, I'll be doing versions of different Yankee voices. No offense to our Yankee friends. It is fair. But imagine just we're scum. It's like we live in Cuba. We live in Russia. We live in China. But actually, in China and Russia, a lot of times the police predominantly are very respectful. They will just beat you up if you backtalk or anything like that, which is bad enough. No, here it's just arrogant, swaggering thugs just swaggering around. "You do what I say, boy. Don't you talk back to me, I'll take you to jail." And I'm sorry to be talking like that. We're not your slaves. Just because you went and got a uniform doesn't mean you're God, and we're here to serve you. And I'm sick of it. Now, I'll tell you, I mean, compared to Dallas cops don't act like that. Houston cops don't act like that. Austin cops don't act like that predominantly. I mean, some do, and they've gotten worse over the years. But being in New York, now, you'd see some cops who were smiley and friendly and nice, but about half of them are these frothing, insane, out-of-control individuals. And I have really experienced it. I mean, imagine, you're there with congressional press passes, calmly interviewing someone, and, "What are you doing? I want to see your press pass. You know, I could take this. I'll help you with Dan." I mean, it's just so, and I'm sorry to make that sound, but that's the, just like a good old boy hero kind of go, it's kind of like the thing they do. I'm not joking about this. Same thing with the New World Order types in New York. It's like they're totally brain dead. There's kind of a added to whatever they're doing because they're so mindless. They're so stupid. But listen to this. Homeowner protests DEA action in Ukiah. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And this is out of the Ukiah Daily Journal newspaper there. This is here in the United States, the DEA. And a lot of times I see these, and they go to the house without a warrant and shoot somebody because they're trigger happy, and then it becomes a big lawsuit. Oh, I heard a neocon a few nights ago on the radio, I forgot this part, going, "How dare this woman whose husband was on the Prozac and got shot, now it turns out didn't say bomb, how dare them be suing? I just knew these scum would sue," as if we shouldn't be able to defend ourselves somehow from being killed. Six Drug Enforcement Administration agents invaded a resident's home Friday, threatening him with an automatic gun and searching the residence without producing documentation for the resident. Clay Young said he was working on the home he's building on his Running Springs Ranch property off Ore Springs Road when he realized six men had entered the structure without knocking and were pointing automatic weapons at him. It intimidated the bejesus out of me, Young said. I said, "Don't point that thing at me. I was scared." The men did not produce search warrants or any identification aside from letters on their jackets that read DEA. We got a big problem, people posing as cops, too, so they could have even been fake. We have that in Austin. Somebody rides around raping women dressed up like APD. Young said, after requesting his ID, Young added, they asked to walk through his house without providing cause. After the search, the six men thanked Young, who later said he was glad his wife and 3-year-old daughter were not home, for his cooperation, and drove off in an unmarked black pickup truck, he said. And now they've called the sheriff's department, and they said there's really nothing they can do. And here's the thing. Usually, these guys probably were just thugs, not actively evil. A lot of times, they will take you to jail for potting soil. They'll go back in your rose garden and go, "This is drug paraphernalia. No drugs are found." Oh, you think I'm joking? From Texas to Oregon, I have read the articles on air, I've interviewed the guest, where they go into middle-class areas, block-hole neighborhoods, in one case in Oregon, and began searching houses, house to house. They got so mad. By the way, they had the Army National Guard with them. This was like 4 years ago, the particular case I'm talking about. Armored vehicles blocking the road, and when they found no drugs, they got mad and started arresting people for kitchen scales, which I better watch it. I've got one. Oops, I'm going to get raided. I did buy it at Target. Actually, my wife did. And why not raid Target then? And potting soil, folks. And they will take you to jail for paraphernalia, and you will serve hard jail time. And I don't want to hear it from cops listening saying that isn't true. Type it in Google. You'll get news articles all over the country. I don't want to hear it from you anymore. Everything we say is documented. And then it continues here. But, I mean, this is the stuff I have every day. Every day. Bus Gestapo, Dallas Observer. And it just gets into how the police admit the guy walked across the street, a father and his 14-year-old son, and they got to the other end, and the cop said, walk back across the road. And they said, look, we jaywalked, but we can't walk back across now, the traffic. And the cop began screaming at them. They refused to walk back across, and so they took him to jail, handcuffed him, and they spent 11 days in jail. That's the Dallas newspaper, Dallas Observer. And I've got stacks of these. And then you got stuff where it kind of is a little bit more gray, but it shows how ridiculous the drug laws are. This is out of CNN. Elderly sell pain pills for cash. And this is out of Prestonburg, Kentucky, where they arrest people for having Ron Paul speeches. I'm not kidding. Dottie Needle, 87, was fingerprinted, photographed, and thrown in jail, imprisoned as much by the tubing from her oxygen tank as by the concrete and steel around her. The woman, who spent 2 days in jail after her arrest last December, is among the growing number of Kentucky senior citizens charged in a crackdown on crime authorities say is rampant in Appalachia, where they're so poor, they are even more poor than L.A. blacks, folks. Elderly people are reselling their painkillers and other medications to addicts. When a person is on Social Security drawing $500 a month, and they can sell their pain pills for $10 a piece, they'll take half of them for themselves and sell the other half to pay the electricity bills or buy groceries, Floyd County jailer Roger Webb said. Well, then what are you doing again? Our cops aren't supposed to be marching around looking for all of our guns we have for self-defense. You're not supposed to be prosecuting old ladies. You're like, well, them drugs are dangerous. None of your argument holds any water. You could buy any drug you wanted in doses that would kill you 80 years ago. In fact, about exactly 80 years ago, back in the mid-1920s, this is public, this is admitted, this is in the mainstream histories, okay? This is a fact. The British East India Company's U.S. licensee was the exclusive Russell Trust, that, by the way, founded Skull and Bones and basically owns most of the endowments at Yale, 1832. They were losing their opium monopoly. They had been the predominant company shipping in Chinese and Vietnamese, as well. Point is, a whole scope, a whole plethora of different opiums that were sold over the counter as laudanum and many other syrups and assorted snake oils. Yes, there were wagons in every small town. There were trucks in every small town in the age of automobiles. There were, in every big city, huge drugstores full of hundreds of different types. And, of course, the laudanum was being outsold by the more popular heroin, guaranteed to get you off the laudanum. Yes, so purifying the opium into an even more powerful, what, about 80 times more? I forget. It's just many, 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 many times more powerful by just incredible levels. I don't remember the exact number as opium. But side issue. Cocaine. Just every type of drug you could imagine. Huge bricks of marijuana. It was everywhere. And you had just dramatic. In fact, I've been working on a film with one of my friends for 2.5 years on this. Okay, we've really done our research, and it is just admitted. We have the news articles, the documents, all of it. You had just a fraction of the American people on this stuff. But they made it illegal. And the very companies that were losing their monopoly then became the main distributors of it and sicked the corrupt police that they already owned via the prohibition model during that same period to go after all of their competition. You know, the mayor's brother's speakeasy never got raided. And the mayor's cousin dealing all the smack, he never got raided. If you tried to deal smack, you went to jail. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear, we got to enforce the law. It's a war. It's a war. Okay, I promise no more of those accents for the week. Let me try to get in my Yankee voice. It's harder.
You gotta know it's a war, Mac. We got a major problem going on. It's serious. You know what drugs do to our communities? We gotta do something.
War on poverty, war on crime, war on terror, war on drugs. And in every case, we get more of it, don't we? Because they control it. And any honest cop will tell you they know that. And it's just time to stop it. When you pull some punk kids over, if they got stolen goods, take them to jail. But if they got some marijuana, just ignore it. I mean, your own government's trying to put them on Ritalin and Prozac. Thank God they're only on marijuana. It's just ridiculous. It's a joke. And again, for the people that don't understand this, you've got companies and families that have monopolies on narcotics. The monopolies are being broken up. They moved through their agents, through the banks, through the media, through the PTA groups nationally with a big PR campaign, and it had to be. I've personally seen like 15 different films. Reefer Madness is nothing, folks. They've got old black and white movies they made where the cowboy smokes one puff of marijuana and then goes and kills small children. And he takes a hit and he goes, I want to murder people. And he goes and starts murdering children. Complete opposite of what marijuana does. And I'm not saying marijuana's good, folks, but compared to Prozac, it's nothing. Actually, Prozac is what does that sometimes. That's what's funny. Here, take the thing that will actually make you do that, but then we're going to... So they ran all these TVs and newsreels and shorts that aired before movies for year after year. And then the cops went from George Washington smoking marijuana, which he did smoke, folks. He grew it. Not just for rope or clothing, but they grew the type of hemp, type of cannabis that actually would get you stoned, as they say, as the little hippies say. And I know I'm preaching, and I've kind of gone off down another rabbit trail on this subject, but it's got to stop, folks. It's got to stop. It went from marijuana being sold in the Southwest over the counter, kind of a forgotten drug on the East Coast, where it was once quite popular amongst the founding fathers and other people. But it was mainly a medicinal herb. If you had a headache or you had a stomach ache, you were supposed to smoke and take a long draw off your pipe. You'd go to the local herb expert or go to your local doctor. And that's what doctors mainly did, was give you tinctures and different herbs and different drugs, you know, natural drugs. And they'd say, okay, take this home and take long drafts off of it. Smoke you a few bowls and that's your deal with your nausea. And it's in memoirs, it's in books, and George Washington would sit down and he'd smoke himself some marijuana. Well, I mean, in the 50s and 60s, folks, you'd get life in prison for marijuana. There are still people in jail for having a pound or so of marijuana from the 60s. But axe murderers and people like that, what's the average murderer get in America? 4.5 years? Again, they've got it all figured out. So I don't want to hear it anymore. So we go from George Washington smoking marijuana, because he's Al-Qaeda, I guess, as FEMA says, to the other end of the political spectrum, the other far extreme of people serving 50 years in prison for selling marijuana, because everybody saw the TV shows and the dramas and the newsreels. Didn't even have TV at that time. The movie productions, you really ought to see these. You can usually get them at the library or at the movie store. They're usually in the comedy section now of, say, Blockbuster Video. I bought, five different DVDs at half-price books. They had five different DVDs, and each DVD would have between two and five of these productions on it. Some are an hour long, like Reefer Madness. Others are you know, 15 minutes long, little propaganda pieces they would air before the movies. And imagine the families go sit down and, this is an official production financed by the FBI. Prepare yourselves to watch the evil. And the person, I want to kill, murder. Just total baloney. Well, the propaganda today really hasn't changed. They have the National Ad Council ads where they're sitting around the dinner table at some fine restaurant. And there's the really cool-looking intellectual type, and the guy goes, you know, I smoke marijuana sometimes. I'm not funding terrorists. Are you sure you aren't? Marijuana's connected to massive funding of terrorists. Oh, gosh, I didn't know I was an idiot. Well, you are an idiot. Everybody laughs at him at the table. Oh, you're funding Al-Qaeda. And again, folks, I don't use anything. I can't stand drugs other than coffee, which I'm sure they'll get around to banning, and which they probably should. I mean, you're talking about much more serious drugs than marijuana. And I've almost got myself off of it again, but the point is that this is all baloney. It's all baloney. It's all ridiculous on its face. It's a joke. And by making drugs illegal, they energize the criminal gangs. They make it a black market. They make it fashionable. They make it trendy. And your kids use it. And so for all the young people out there, if you don't want to put money directly into George Bush's bank account, directly into the Rothschild and Rockefeller bank accounts, directly into Skull and Bones Russell Trust bank account, do not smoke marijuana, do not use cocaine, do not take any of their drugs. Don't use any of it. You want to hurt them? They run ads about drugs that don't, because all the studies show when you run ads saying don't do drugs, it actually causes people to use them. It's like their suicide education actually increases suicide. Just don't do what they want. Don't use their drugs. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
About the family. They're big Bush supporters, big war supporters. Their son died in Iraq. And they shipped him back as freight with a bunch of luggage and literally Christmas gifts with no color guard, no honor guard, no nothing. And they're mad about it. And sure enough, neocons have been on the air going, they're probably dirty commie rats. They're probably libs. I mean, why did the troops always get that in the past? Now they don't. Got to think about that. I'm probably with them, though. See, I'm probably evil, just criticizing him. Look, there's so much news here today. I know I'm ranting. We're going to go to Kurt and Pat and Tom and others here in just a moment. We're going to have open phones throughout the next hour with a smattering of news. And then Morgan Reynolds joins us. Just briefly, I do want to tell you Christmas is coming up, and we ship it out to you. UPS, ladies and gentlemen, order now, and you'll be able to get it long before Christmas by the 20th. Only coming up here in about 7 days, we won't be able to get it to you by Christmas. But if you want to go to InfoWars.com and order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart and then put in your friend or family member's address, we will mail the DVDs or VHS or T-shirts or books on tape or whatever you want to order directly to them. And then you can send them a card or call them and tell them that it's coming. So give the gift of the truth, give the gift of information, educate them, go to InfoWars.com and order some of the DVDs or some of the films. My new film, Order of Death, is out, and when you get it, you also get the remastered, re-edited, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, absolutely free, so both films together. A bunch of other specials. We got a 4-DVD special, a 3-DVD special. We got deals of over 75% off when you order multiple films. I've got T-shirts for $9.95, any size, any T-shirt you want. It's all on InfoWars.com or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions. 1-888-253-3139. And we've got holiday specials, Christmas specials on PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions. You can get 5 months free until the end of the year when you get a yearly subscription. Yes, you heard me right. Almost half a year, close to half a year free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to Kurt in Tennessee. Kurt, go ahead.
No, you don't watch. I'm in Texas. I know you don't watch TV that much, so I thought I'd give you some in-your-face police state propaganda that I saw this morning. I turned it on to see the news and happened to be on Fox. Got the movie The Practice. They had a woman up there supposedly on the storyboard that had been pushed by a policeman and fought back being pushed into a free speech zone at a demonstration. She said she thought the whole country should be a free speech zone. The judge says, not so. I give you 8 years in maximum security prison. Said, we don't have the world that we used to have. Said, we've had two presidents assassinated in our history, and we have George Bush and Dick Cheney under heavy guard and hiding out. And
so they advertised on a Fox TV show that we all need 8 years in prison if we're protesting. I mean, yeah. You don't even really get that in communist China. Usually it's 2 years of re-education.
Yeah, that's true.
You're kidding me. What show is this on?
The Practice. Daily series.
And I guess this is the new series. I hope somebody will tape that for me. You got it on.
Well, I didn't have a tape in, or I would have taped it for you. They said, we've got to have the red and yellow alerts now, and said those people that want the good old days, said they're gone, said anytime you touch a police officer, said you've committed a crime. So,
well, that's the new thing. I've seen it on video after video. They grab you, then they charge you. They feel good sending you to prison, ruining your life because your hand might touch them. Oh, I'm a god, it's over. Well, good. Wait till the cop's mommy in another city goes to jail. You see, everybody gets to stay there. I want to hear more about this, Kurt. Oh, yes, 8 years. We'll be right back. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.